Hey everybody, it's Jeff. Thanks for joining me for this week's Wednesday Word. For the next few weeks, Julie and I are going to do something we did a while ago, and that is just go through some passages that have a lot of meaning to us or that God's put on our heart and is really speaking to us through. So you're going to hear those for the next few weeks. And today I want to start with Psalm 139. And as I've been reading the psalm and thinking about this psalm a lot, I think it's got a few themes to it, and there's guidance, there's reliance on God. But as I've really thought about it and prayed about it, it's really about how we can actually grow closer to God and have a stronger relationship with God. So I'm going to talk through it, and then it's the last two verses that I think are really powerful. But let's talk through the whole psalm first. So Psalm 139, written by David, and he starts it off by really describing what we'd say is the attributes of God or what God's all about. And he starts out really describing how God is omniscient, which means God is all-knowing. He says, God, you've searched me, you know me. When I rise, my going out, my lying down, God, you know me. Then he goes on to talk about how God is what we would say omnipresent or ever-present. He's everywhere. He says, you know, God, if I go to the far ends of the sea, your hand is what's guiding me and you're holding me fast. If I try to hide in the darkness and think I can do that, God, surely I can't, because the darkness is like light to you. You would see right through it. Finally, God is omnipotent, or he's all-powerful. He's praising God for making him, for knitting him together before he was born. It says, all the days were ordained for me, written in your book. God, that's you. So he recognizes all these amazing attributes of God. And then he says, but God, I know there's people out there that reject these things, that do evil, that don't believe in you. And God, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to succumb to that. God, I want to be who you want me to be. I hate all those other things that's evil. I don't want any of that. And then he writes what I think is really an incredible prayer in the final two verses. And that's 139, 23, and 24. And here they are. And these are the two we're going to focus on a little bit. And it says, search me, God, know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I have those two verses actually pinned up here. Behind my desk, it's the blue piece of paper up there. And I have that up there so I'm reminded every time I sit at my desk to think about this. Because I really think it's a prayer we should pray every day, asking God to search us. All right, inviting God and say, God, what's in me that you don't like, that I maybe need to change? And if it sounds like a hard prayer to pray, it is. It's difficult because we're, in essence, we're asking God to pick out our faults. Most of us don't want to know our faults. We definitely don't want to be confronted by them, but that's what we're supposed to ask God to do. And I want to share my experience with this prayer a little bit with you to kind of hammer it home. And here's what I found. When there's something big that I need God for or that I've messed up with, I'm pretty good at going to God about the big stuff. Because it's kind of like, wow, that was terrible. Shouldn't have done that. No way I could hide that from God. God, here it is. Help me through it. I confess it. I apologize. Help me do better. But what this prayer does is it might reveal those big things, but what it does for me usually is it's those little things that it gets at. I'm usually convicted by, maybe it's a joke I crack when I'm with some of my friends, or a joke I laugh at on TV that isn't pleasing to God. Maybe it's my attitude when somebody disagrees with something I say, or it's my response or my thoughts when I see a post, a picture, a tweet from someone. It's what gets into my head, even if it's for a really quick moment in time. That's the stuff God reveals to me when I pray this prayer. And it's really hard because I think, man, these responses are just natural, right? It just comes out. It flows like, God, it's almost like, God, this is me. This is who I am. And God's response is usually, yeah, but that's not who I created you to be. That's not who I want you to be. That's not you in my image. So he puts those things on my heart and says, Jeff, we got to make those little changes because those little things are what can spread. Now that sounds hard, maybe to you. And it is, it can be difficult, but I also find it incredibly freeing. And here's why, because when we start breaking down those little barriers between us and God, we get closer to God. He can see through those walls. He sees through those barriers. Like we said, he knows us. He knows what's in there. But when we allow him in, and ask him to point out those things and to help us make those changes, we break down that wall and move even closer to him. So that's why I think this is such an important a prayer to pray and a psalm to read. So I'd encourage you, read all of Psalm 139. It's not super long. It's an amazing psalm. And then focus on those last couple verses and pray that prayer to God. And then give yourself some space to really hear from him and hear what he has for you. Thanks for hanging out, everybody.